Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show. Come on now! Shake that thing!
And the Bruins have taken a 3-0 lead in the series, winning the game by a score of 2-1.
Dale Arnold.
Or he's a gagger.
When he's puka.
No. Chooker.
Rich Keith.
You're like a story of a guy who's gotten beaten down on the old social media?
Dale and Keith, middays.
Pick number 14 will be made by the Boston Celtics. The third pick goes to the New York Knicks.
Damn! Oh, oh, oh!
The WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. It's Wednesday. That means Jermaine Wiggins is in the house. It's Wednesdays with Wiggy. And I'm listening to Wiggy and Keith. Well, you probably heard them talking while I was trying to do the read.
But, yeah, but that's how we do. We can't stop, right. Dale. We are ready for the show.
I'm listening to Wiggy trying to convince himself that somehow last night helped the Celtics.
I feel like it did.
I don't think it was a good night.
God's sakes, and now, Wiggy,
It was not worst case scenario.
Right.
Worst case scenario was they got Memphis's pick this year at like 9.
Right.
In a draft that everybody is saying is a three-player draft.
Right.
You still have Memphis's pick, which is top 6 protected next year and then unprotected the year after that. So,
see, but I'm not going down that road, Keith. I'm looking at it real quickly.
All right.
The New York Knicks, right?
Yes.
If they had number one, they could now offer the Pelicans the number one pick and some players, whoever they got.
Yes.
That's an attractive piece to New Orleans for the trade for Davis. Because at the end of the day, it's all about trying to get Anthony Davis.
Yeah, yes. They are not trading the number one pick.
Who's that?
The Pelicans, Knicks, they didn't get it.
I'm saying the Pelicans are keeping the first overall.
If the Knicks got the number one pick, then if you're the Celtics, they could have sent the number one pick to New Orleans plus whatever players that they wanted, right? So now with the Knicks being in the 3 spot.
Yeah, number 3, not as good, but not as bad as 4. The Lakers got 4.
4, right. The Lakers got 4. Like people
in a
3-player
draft.
Yeah, right. So they moved way up from where they were supposed to be, but I don't think 4 is worth a lot. So
you gotta ask yourself: is 4 enough to send 4, and then whatever Pat
Ball,
with Kuzma, Ball,
Ingram,
is that attractive enough to get you Anthony Davis?
I don't think so because they didn't do it at the deadline this year because it wasn't enough. I don't think the 4th pick is enough. I don't. So the Celtics still have a chance, but they didn't really add anything more to their
not this year,
right?
But maybe when you look at the Celtics, right? The competition that you now or that you were looking at was the Knicks and the Lakers, right?
Yes, for Anthony Davis for sure.
But now neither one of them has
the
those
Knicks
picks.
Still has something though. It really depends on how much the New Orleans Pelicans, who will take Zion Williamson at 1,
yes,
how much do they want the number 3 pick,
which probably be RJ Barrett.
R.J. Barrett, I'm thinking, you bring the two Duke guys together.
Right, and then whatever.
R.J. Barrett, do they like him more than Tatum or Brown?
I'm saying, do they like him? Because if I'm the Celtics, I'm in the perfect position. With New Orleans having that number one pick, now you know you can start out and build a young team from scratch, right?
Around Zion?
Around Zion. So you now send both Tatum and Brown to New Orleans.
So that was the
to rent Anthony Davis for a year.
And then maybe one of those 20 or 21 picks, which could be a top 5 pick, right?
Oh, stop with those 20 and 21.
I'm just saying.
No, the Memphis one could be. The Memphis is top 6 next year, so it couldn't be. But the year after that, Memphis, I think, will still be bad.
But you
so
can
it could
throw
be,
that in.
That's
there.
Worth something.
Right, that's worth something.
That has some value.
So if you're the Celtics, Tatum, Brown, whatever else you want, whatever picks you want, and does New Orleans go, we could take Zion, we could take Tatum and Brown, and we could build around those 3.
They could. They definitely could. And let me ask you guys this. Do you think there's any chance that Anthony Davis stays in New Orleans?
No. No, because I heard, I was watching Wojo last night.
Okay.
And I guess Wojo's pretty good.
Wojo knows his stuff.
Wojo
yes,
knows
does.
His stuff.
That's
and
true.
He said that the camp around Anthony Davis
wants out still.
They want out, even though
he's under contract, though, for one more year there.
Right.
And would Zion be enough to convince him to try it out?
If you were the Celtics, if you're Danny Ainge.
Yes.
Would you ever make that deal without a contract extension agreed to with Anthony Davis?
Yes, I would.
I would not.
I would. Because I would. The only way you're making this deal is you know that you get Kyrie Irving, who's going to sign an extension.
He's not staying either.
But if
you got Anthony Davis, it'd be the only way.
That's the only way. If you know that you can get Davis and you could tell Kyrie we're going to get Davis, then you're going to get Kyrie to sign a new contract. So he'll be here. And now he has to be the one that has to convince Davis to say, hey, listen.
But now you're looking at 2021.
Mm-hmm.
You potentially don't have Kyrie, Davis, Brown, or Tatum. And you're
done.
They're all gone.
The only way you're making this deal happen is if you know that you're going to get Kyrie.
What if Kyrie says, I'll sign a 1-1 like Durant did, like LeBron did?
And
he opts out after a year.
He's
like, I'll give you the 1 year with
Davis.
Take a pay raise. I'll play with Davis for 1 year, and then I'll reassess.
We'll see. I say
because the players have all that. You think so?
You have to because you're the quickest way for you to get back to the promised land, which is the NBA Finals.
Yes,
is having Kyrie and Davis or some form of Kyrie and whoever it is, Durant, the young guys. That's more of a 4-5-6 year plan.
And I think Danny Ainge might feel that way, Dale.
I think Danny Ainge
is such a talent guy, obviously, based on the team that he put together. You know, there was that Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder, the fans fell in love with those guys. He's like, see you later.
Right.
Like a trade.
Because he knew
so
he
would trade for Anthony
He
Davis.
Knows with those guys, he can't get to the NBA Finals and win a championship. He knows with at least Davis and Kyrie.
Yeah.
I can win one, and if I win it with them, maybe it's a chance that we could say, hey, we're one piece away. We can add a piece around you guys, and that's something that Kyrie and Davis both say, okay, we'll stay here, because it seems like they both want to win. You clearly know Davis wants out of New Orleans because he knows.
See, I don't think he can go back to New Orleans because of the way he ended it there, the way he was wearing the stupid shirt that said, that's all, folks, remember at the end of the year, and just him sitting out. It was such a weird spot to put the franchise in. So even though they got Zion, I think he's still gone.
I think what happened last night just made Danny Ainge's offseason a nightmare. Rich makes a very valid argument that Memphis's pick next year is very attractive. Maybe you can trade it off as part of something. Maybe the pick will help you next year.
Who knows?
But for this offseason, 14, 20, and 22,
I don't think those picks mean anything. I think it's
nothing.
This offseason, it's more about Tatum and Brown.
It is.
We're saying, here's what Danny's saying. I'm going to give you Tatum and Brown, New Orleans. And you got the number one pick in Zion. So that's your three players.
And you're going to do it not knowing if you're going to keep Kyrie.
I don't care.
Not knowing if you're going to be able to sign Anthony Davis. So as Rich said, 2 years from now, you could
be all gone.
No, you'll know. You'll know about Kyrie because, like you said,
if he signs a 1-1, you don't know.
He could sign a 1-1.
He could sign a 1-1, but you'll know either he's going to do a 1-1 or you're going to get him on a max deal.
But the 1-1, then you're all in for this year. You got to win the title next year with those guys because. Who the hell knows?
Or at least get to the NBA Finals and make it to where they feel like, oh, okay, let's re-sign here and we can win this.
So this goes against everything that I've believed in the NBA because I had always been talent, 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 could care less about everything else. But after watching Kyrie Irving this whole season, so it wasn't just the meltdown in the playoffs against the Bucks, but it was how he would throw teammates under the bus, how he would throw his coach under the bus. He would still be the biggest personality on your team next year, even with Anthony Davis.
But he wouldn't have all those poisonous pieces like we heard.
He's the poisonous piece.
Like we heard from Terry Rozier, right? So I think a lot of those.
How do you think? Do you like Terry Rozier?
Oh, God. But you think about this. A lot of these young guys have a certain way they think about themselves.
Yeah,
So you're saying, Kyrie, those guys are not here next year, so you don't have to appease them. It's you and Davis. You know, you take 20.
Well, it does have to have other guys on the team,
right? But those other guys are going to be guys that buy into their roles.
Horford kind of stay
out
of
the way. They'll buy into their roles.
Yeah.
See, the problem was you had three guys this year that didn't want to buy into their roles. Do you really believe Rozier, Tatum, and Brown wanted to buy into their roles?
Well, we know Rozier didn't. For sure. The other guys probably had their issues, too. Yeah.
And the other two guys, who were their biggest issue was Gordon Hayward. And Rozier basically came out and said, Brad Stevens was like, hey, Hayward's got to touch the ball.
Yeah.
They gave him too much Hayward.
Did you see all the stats that came out? All the beat writers were saying that Terry Rozier took more shots than Jason Tatum, or I'm sorry, than Gordon Hayward. He had the ball in his hands more than Gordon
touches.
Hayward. And Rozier's like, I gave up so much. He's like, oh, God, you're a pain.
But it almost seems like his frustration, granted, was a little towards Kyrie. But the
Stevens,
a lot of it and,
was on Stevens.
And I think a lot of it with Stevens was because of the Gordon Hayward
relationship.
Yeah, and that's what you would think that. And when you talk about Brown and Tatum, that was the position that Hayward played. So I think if you move those guys out, you'll have a different Kyrie as far as how he feels about the team.
Who was it? I think it was Jeff Goodwin who was on Mutton Callahan.
Yes.
And said that if Danny had to choose between Brad and Kyrie, he'd pick Brad.
And Danny would be stupid for that.
So you know more than Danny does.
Yeah, you would be stupid to pick a coach that is not going to get.
Yeah, but this isn't just any star player.
This player is not like every other guy you're talking about.
It's not like you're picking Stevens over your guy Durant.
Kevin Durant,
or Giannis.
You're still picking Stevens over a top 10 player.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
what?
but he's
barely top 10.
He's 7
if he is
10.
Top 10.
He's 7
oh,
to 10.
Stop
Let's,
it.
No, he might be. No, he might be. That's fine. But there's something missing there. There's something wrong with this guy. He's not a leader, and he's bringing other guys
matter.
Down.
It's not about it.
When well, you that that's important.
No. Because if you get other guys in there that he wants to play with,
but who? Like you can't.
And so he's 26 years old. He might.
He wanted to play with Hayward.
But who's to say he doesn't grow into being a leader? He didn't want to play in it. We didn't want to play with Hayward.
He did. He recruited Hayward to Cleveland.
But he was traded into the Hayward situation.
Yeah, but he wanted Hayward before he even left. Well, he recruited Hayward before LeBron went to Cleveland.
But he wanted
Hayward.
Okay, so he hasn't had any issues
with
Hayward.
So what's the perfect team for Kyrie?
The perfect team for Kyrie would be him and Davis.
There's three other guys on the court and 10 other guys on the team.
But you can find those other players. Just like every team in the league does it. What do you mean? Everybody does it in the league. You look at your two star players.
Yeah,
and then
everybody else doesn't have the personality that Kyrie has.
You're saying Kevin Durant doesn't have a personality. You're saying
he might, but
wait a second.
Okay, well, if you
hold on.
Curry and Thompson, hold like, give me a break. Anybody can play on that team.
You're saying LeBron James doesn't have a personality.
Yeah, how did he do this year?
Exactly. He didn't have the.
He other, burned the
he
Lakers
didn't have the
to
other
the ground.
Guys. You're saying Anthony Davis doesn't have a certain personality.
Yeah, where'd he
every
do this
superstar.
Year? That's my problem. That's what I'm saying. Is that you want to pair those guys together? Anthony Davis was an absolute
superstar
this year.
Yeah, he had no other.
What about Giannis? What about Damian Lillard? What about Kawhi Leonard? What about
all
those guys?
They all have a 1A player. The Celtics don't have that guy. Don't say Damian Lillard, because Damian Lillard was trash in Game 7. If it wasn't for C.J. McCollum...
What do you mean? I didn't say anything about Damian Lillard. But that's their superstar on the team.
But you need a 1A player.
I know, but Kyrie wouldn't even allow for that to happen.
Yes, he would.
No, he would not. He would lose his mind. If he didn't get the final shot... Yes, he did. They tried to... They ran a play in Orlando for Jason Tatum at the end of the game, and Kyrie Irving lost his freaking
mind.
Right,
because Tatum's and Kyrie's mind is not
Give him a chance. He's
a 1A player.
Tatum will be an all-star
Rich,
at some point.
You're supposed to be a basketball guy. You should know better that every team, in order to get to that next level, needs that 1A.
Who's Toronto's 1A?
Who's Toronto's 1A? I would say it's Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry.
Yes. But you
come
got,
on.
But the way that Kawhi Leonard's playing right now.
There you go. So Kyrie should elevate it.
Don't take credit away from Siakam. Don't take credit away from Siakam. The Celtics don't have anybody.
I like Pascal.
Celtics
him.
Do
He's
not
a good
have
player.
Anybody playing like that. That was the
but
problem.
But don't you think part of that is Kyrie?
No.
You don't think Kyrie could make those guys better?
This was his best year in assists.
Okay,
this is
so that's the only number. Those guys were terrified of him.
No, it wasn't they were terrified. They didn't play to the level that they played.
I agree with that.
When Kyrie wasn't in the
Being
postseason.
Being a jerk.
No, it wasn't. Dale, what happened last year when Kyrie
because
was there?
Because Kyrie wasn't burning
but
it
then,
to the ground.
But then, Wiggy, he had four games in the playoffs where he was awful in all four
games.
Yes,
he played bad.
But it's their fault, right?
No, it's not his fault. No, I will agree with you on that one. He had a bad postseason
Giannis
run.
Outplayed him.
Yes,
Giannis outplayed him.
But I will agree with you there. But it's not because of... The personality. It's just, he was a basketball player who couldn't make shots. He had a bad postseason against the Milwaukee Bucks.
He acted like he didn't want to be here.
He had a bad postseason. How do you act like he didn't want to be there? He was missing shots.
Did you see Giannis' quote
working?
Yesterday?
So yeah,
Giannis Antetokounmpo says, so the game one is tonight, Bucks and Raptors. Giannis says to a reporter yesterday, against Boston, you can go down 1-0 and still be fine. But against Toronto, it's hard to be put in that spot when you lose the first game in your home. Like, that's pretty good trash
talk. Think about
this,
right?
That's pretty good.
Because you love Damian Lillard.
I love Dame Dollar. Love him.
Think about this.
He was terrible yesterday.
I watched him in game 7, right?
He was bad.
Right? What did he do? He stood out of the way because CJ was playing.
And guess what? He didn't do. Pout about it.
No, but that's what Kyrie
He supported
would do.
His guy. Kyrie would not do that. Based on what?
If he knew that the player.
No.
Oh, stop
no, no,
it.
No. He wanted out of Cleveland because of LeBron.
He didn't like playing with
so
LeBron.
So he wanted to be the man.
But there are a lot of people who don't want to play with LeBron.
Haven't
we heard that story?
I understand.
Haven't we heard
but
that?
But I'm just saying, if he wants to be the man, I don't think he's going to be comfortable giving up the last shot.
There's a difference in being the man for a team that you don't really like playing for or being the man on a team that is built around you.
So if he had Anthony Davis this year, you think he'd be fine? Everything would be fine? Or
yeah,
would he still be calling out Stevens?
No, I think everything would be fine because
that.
It would be Anthony Davis and him and a guy that he knows is a 1A player and is a guy that's on his level. He doesn't feel that way about Tatum
Although
Brown.
Although Davis has won one playoff series in his
entire
career.
Yeah, but we're not
career.
Talking about...
I'm just saying,
we're not
if the guy's the best, he should win a little bit more.
We're not talking about that, though. We're talking about his productivity on the court.
Yeah, he puts up a lot
he's
of numbers.
He's a top five player in the league.
He's made the playoffs twice, ever.
That's because he plays on a crappy team.
Okay, so he can't bring his team to the playoffs?
Well, you
can't
need
be an eight seed?
You need another guy. You need another guy, Rich. If you don't have another
but
player.
But if you're that good.
No, who's that good?
Giannis won 60 games this
year. Oh, my God.
Giannis won 60 games.
He's the outlier.
Yeah, and every time we bring up and answer your question, you say, oh, yeah, but he's the outlier.
No. He's the one player. Name me another player besides Giannis.
Jokic.
And Denver?
Yeah.
Well, the kid,
Jamal Murray's a good player.
Right. So you have
is
another
he as good
player.
As Jokic? Is he not an all-star? You're going to use the same argument. Like, there's only one all-star. Jokic, second seed in the West?
You need,
pretty good.
You need another player that... another 1A player. Do they have a 1A player on their team?
The Celtics?
Yes.
You don't think Tatum is?
No.
Okay, then you don't. But I think that they compare... if you're going to say Kyle Lowry and Chris Middleton are, I think you can use some of these other guys. The Celtics have a good team. They have a lot of talent on their team.
They have talent that hasn't blossomed into the players that they should be on the court.
I know, but you just like write it off like it's not Irving. Like,
in order to win, though, that's what we're talking about here.
I know.
You want to see 4 years of just, you know, a team that's a 6 or a 7 seed?
No, I don't want to see that.
Then get rid of Kyrie.
I know, but they...
Okay.
But that's what
I'm
you're
fine
see.
With that.
And you're happy with a team that's a 6 or 7
you know
seed
what?
That gets bounced
I don't
in
think,
the first round.
I don't think Danny and Wick want him around anymore.
Well, they did go to the conference finals the last 2 years without him.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm just saying. They got lucky. I understand.
They got lucky
last year.
Listen,
it's an outlier. Everything supports Kyrie. Everything else is just a fluke.
The Eastern Conference was worse last year. I get it.
Right.
But you can't argue with what they did.
They had the perfect setup because of Kyrie helping them to have the number one seed.
Okay, but they won all those games.
How did they do on the road last year?
In the playoffs? Terrible.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Terrible.
So because of that number one seed, they were able to beat teams that were weaker talent this year.
I'm just saying, they made it to the conference finals the last 2 years. So you're saying...
And
if
Isaiah
they don't have,
Thomas
if,
was a superstar. When,
he was
that,
really
that,
good.
That run he had
if
that
If Kyrie
year.
Is not on the team next year,
yes.
What, they might lose in the second round? What'd they do
That'd
this year?
That'd be awful, huh?
What'd they do this year?
No, but if Kyrie's not on the team next year... There's no chance of them getting to the NBA Finals. If he's on the team next year, you have a chance of getting
to
the NBA Finals.
See, I used to think that way, but I don't think you can get there with Kyrie, certainly as your best player.
But you need another player, though. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I guess, but I think Tatum and it has a chance to be the next player.
So Tatum, Brown, Horford, Hayward, next year.
And
right?
Smart.
And Smart.
That's a playoff team.
That five versus Kyrie, Davis, Horford, Hayward, and whoever else.
Yeah, for 1 year, that team should be better.
That team
But there's
will
zero
go
guarantee
further.
That they stick around.
But that team next
In fact,
year...
I don't think they will stick around.
Yeah, I'm probably with you on that.
But that team will go further. That team might make it to the NBA Finals, and who knows?
And then it's scorched earth.
But if they get to the NBA Finals, they might be like, wait a second, we got something good here.
I don't know with these guys.
Let's do it.
I don't
but
know
isn't
these
that
guys.
What isn't that what every player...
Kyrie Irving made the NBA Finals 3 years in a row and said, I'm out of here.
Okay, so if you could get Kawhi Leonard, would you want him?
Yes.
Oh, he's the same way. He could come here for 1 year and be like, guess what? I'm out of here. Where's he going next year? Toronto. He's chucking the deuce. He's going west.
We don't know that for sure.
Come on.
We don't know that for sure. He could stay in Toronto. What if Toronto wins the whole thing?
You believe he's staying in Toronto?
No, I think he's going to the Clippers.
So there you
go. What if he stays?
You got to run that risk with every player. The only player is, like I said, he's an outlier.
Giannis.
It's Giannis right now. But guess what? You don't have Giannis.
So the Anthony Davis trade scenarios, it's really either Boston, New York, or L.A., right? Is there anybody else?
I don't think
he's not going to stay in New Orleans, even with Zion.
No.
So basically what happened last night is the Lakers and Knicks both got better assets, but not the be-all, end-all asset. Right? Like, they didn't get Zion, but the Knicks got number three, which is pretty good. Lakers got four, which is not nearly as good, but if it's a three-player draft, you trade the number four pick, at least they can pick whoever they want, the best of the rest. Like, they can pick whoever they want there.
Right. But does LeBron want to play with a fourth the fourth overall pick?
No, but they might be stuck with it. I don't think he wanted to play with this roster he had this year, and they were stuck with it. The Celtics, after what happened last night, they're still the leader, I think, to get Davis, but you have to trade Tatum and Brown.
Yes.
Had they gotten the number two or the three pick,
right, you could have kept one of them.
One pick and keep
but
one.
But I don't mind trading Tatum and Brown. That's what I'm telling you. If that's going to get you a top five player, that's what you have to do. Because
I'll tell you this. I think if they did that, I think Kyrie is still out.
But you,
I think Kyrie is still gone, even if they traded
to
for Anthony
Knicks
Davis.
With Durant. Right.
To the Knicks with Durant. Yeah, I think Anthony Davis is making Kyrie stay here.
Yeah, but the Anthony Davis trade would be a better way. We don't know what Kyrie's going to do, right? But it would be a better way.
That's the only way he
convince,
stays.
Yes, it may be the only way you can convince.
And I don't think it does.
Maybe it doesn't, but I'd rather have that chip than knowing I'm going to
lose. So then you got Anthony Davis without Kyrie, without Brown and Tatum. And then a year later, Anthony Davis takes a powder.
Well, guess what? Next year, you're going to have you have nothing if you get rid of Kyrie.
Oh, great tweet from Brandon. I would be nervous about Brad coaching Anthony Davis based on how he was with Kyrie. Some coaches can't coach stars.
So you would have your team is Tatum, Brown, Smart, and Hayward. Horford got one more year, and then after that,
Time Lord. Don't forget Time Lord.
Yabusele. So that's your team. Yeah, you like that team. Do you like that team?
I like it better than the team you're giving me a year after next year.
But I don't.
Which you got nothing.
But I'm trying to give you a team that might be able.
I think Tatum will be an all-star either next year or the year after that.
I don't know.
I don't know that.
We don't know that.
No,
based
don't
on
know
his
that.
Performance, right?
I think he will be.
Well, based you don't know that Anthony Davis would stay. You don't know that Kyrie would stay. There's a lot of things we don't know.
But
here.
I know Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving
are star players.
On the court, are star players.
No, absolutely. But I don't think Kyrie's staying, even if you get Anthony Davis.
I'd rather bet on the horse that I know is a star player than the horse that might potentially be an all-star or might potentially just be another average player in the league.
I'm with you, except for you might have that horse for one race rather than several races.
Right, but so what's a horse that finishes eighth and you got him for 15 races?
See, no, I would project higher than that. I think if you hang on to Tatum and Brown and Hayward, if he's better next year.
So what's Tatum and Brown?
What do you mean? 3 years. All-stars. Well, Tatum's an all-star. Brown is not, but he's good.
But we don't know if Tatum's an all. What if Tatum's just an average player? Now you held on to.
Maybe he is.
So you're in the same boat. Now you get nothing for them because their trade value isn't as high as it is right now.
I would say better chance Tatum becomes an all-star than Davis resigns, if I had to handicap it.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We'll get to the calls with you coming up next. Wiggy's in the house with us. But first, Trent.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ending now.
The Lakers, oh my God! Ooh. Ooh.
Be tight.
Please, no Knicks. No Knicks. No Knicks. No! 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 Wow!
Watching Knicks fans not get the first overall pick was better than if you'd been able to watch Celtics fans get the second overall pick.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That was... The Knicks fans got themselves up into a frenzy. They thought it was going to be Zion or at least trade Zion and get Anthony Davis. They were all on board.
But the Knicks would have still, even if they got the number one pick, they still would have stuck.
Did you think there was going to be some
shenanigans? Let's take Kyrie and Kevin Durant there.
They might have. I thought there was going to be some sort of shenanigans. frozen envelope, frozen ping pong ball, something like there's been, like when the Knicks got Patrick Ewing, rigged. It was rigged. There's no
Many
doubt about it.
People would say so.
Now, I thought the way things were going, I go, if the Knicks get the number one pick or if LeBron and the Lakers get the number one pick, something stinks. And they do the thing where, what, didn't they go pick number five, then they go to commercial break? Mm-hmm. And so you're like, they're in it.
Maybe,
maybe
there was shenanigans in this one with New Orleans getting
help
the number
out Anthony Davis.
Yeah, but, think about this. The two smallest TV markets in the NBA.
Right.
Are Memphis and New Orleans.
Right.
And they just got the top two picks.
And not for the TV market, though, but for
what you dealt with Anthony Davis?
No, more tanking. Think about the two teams who got the one and the number one and the number two picks. They really didn't tank. New Orleans didn't kind of tank.
Memphis, I think, kind of did.
Not tanking, so maybe that might have been that.
New Orleans didn't play Anthony Davis half the time.
Yeah, but
of course
it wasn't
like
a tanking season.
Oh, but of course they tanked.
But no, it wasn't Cleveland. It wasn't Phoenix.
Yes, it wasn't like tanking.
Cleveland
but
might have bothered
Anthony
me.
Anthony Davis in the
fourth
quarter of games.
Well, they didn't play him
until
later.
Yeah, that's sort of.
That was at the end of the season.
They had to protect their trade piece. Right.
Yeah, that's all they were thinking
of. At one point in time, they were fighting to make a play. They were fighting for like that eight seed.
They played Phoenix in game five. They played Phoenix in a game in March with a statistical probability of winning the game of 99%. They lost
nerd stat.
They lost the game and basically kind of ensured, you know, having a chance at the first overall pick.
But they got it. I think I would have been, obviously Lakers-Knicks would have bothered me for a number of reasons, but Cleveland, I really would have lost my mind because that would have been five number one overall picks since 2003. Like, that's just too much. Like, your team sucks. You won one title out of it because LeBron came back. But
if you're a Celtics fan, this works out perfect that New Orleans got the number one pick.
Yeah,
now if you're in New Orleans, you know you're not going to get – you know Davis isn't coming back. So it's about building a young team around that
and
number
you're not
one pick.
You're not going to trade him to Memphis. And so Memphis gets the number two pick. So they're probably just going to take Ja Morant, would be my guess, and just go from there. The number three pick, though, I think the Knicks would be happy to trade that. But is that going to be good enough? Like, would you trade Anthony Davis for R.J. Barrett in future picks?
Even R.J. Barrett in future picks. R.J. Barrett and who – Kevin Knox. Some of the guys that they have now versus that's why I think
they have Dennis Smith now, right? After the Porzingis trade.
Yes. When you look at, like you said, Tatum looks like a future All-Star.
Wait, so now you're on board with that?
I said you said that.
I did say that.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I'm just one man, though.
If you're New Orleans, what's more attractive? A package of Jaylen Brown and some draft picks, right? Future draft picks.
You mean Tatum and Brown?
Yeah, Tatum and Brown and some future draft picks or R.J. Barrett, which is the number three pick. And
I would still think the Celtics, if they're willing to trade all that, they still have the best deal.
But I think you have to do that in order to get Davis.
All right, as we get to the calls with you, let me just interject one very quick football note.
Let's hear it.
Weird. Adam Schefter just reported, because, you know, it's probably right,
that I'm coming out of retirement. He's wrong.
Wiggy's back, baby.
No, he's wrong.
The Jets have fired general manager Mike Maccagnan and vice president of player personnel Brian Heimerdinger. League sources told Jeff Darlington and me, Maccagnan had 2 years left on his contract. Jets are in position to have strong season thanks to Maccagnan and Heimerdinger, and they just fired both of them.
Yeah, so they have Sam Darnold. They just signed Le'Veon Bell. They made some other additions. They're not expected to win anything, and they're canning these guys. Yeah.
And they just canned the general manager.
I have
manager.
No idea who they are.
okay.
Does it matter? Yeah. Does it really matter who the Jets have in the front office?
All right, probably let's get to the calls with you guys. 617-779-7937. Peter's in JP. Hey, Peter.
I think it's something on our end with the phones is what I'm guessing after the Boucher interview.
No, I don't want you do it from here on out. I want to figure out how to fix this thing.
Uh-oh. That's... Here comes the daily.
Well, you guys just pot them up for now. Let's just pot them up for now. Here we go, Peter. What's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I got to go against the E. Okay, there's always been a plan A and a plan B. Even Chris Mannix has talked about this. So the plan A was Kyrie and Anthony Davis, but that was before Kyrie started to shoot his way out of town, okay? And the plan B would be to build around the younger players, and you'd have you don't have a doomsday scenario where Anthony Davis would leave after 1 year. Plus, I think you're underrating what they have on the team right now. How's the starting lineup of Tatum, Brown, Hayward, Horford, and Smart, okay?
You're the seventh seed.
You're crazy.
You're the seventh seed. Enjoy it.
Tatum's one of the best young players in the world. These guys
How
are all going to
Tatum one of the best young? Did you not watch Tatum this year?
every time Kyrie didn't play, everyone on the team played better.
Everyone,
including Kobe, everybody says Tatum's got something special. Well,
Kobe kind of ruined him, I think. Yeah. I think Kobe sabotaged him.
They also said that about Darius Miles.
I like Darius Miles. That's hilarious.
Ziggy.
I could go down the list.
You know, what is wrong with this lineup? Tatum, it's a good lineup.
Peter, it's a good lineup, but it's not getting you to the NBA Finals.
It's easier to replace a 6'3 point guard who's got not very good defense than a 6'8 super skilled wing player who can do everything. Rebound, shoot the three.
Who are you talking about right now?
To the basket.
Tatum. What?
So you can't possibly bring up Irving's defense and then say Tatum.
Right.
Tatum's worst defense.
Yes.
Give me a break.
I'd rather have this 6'3 point guard who's a top 10 player in the league than a 6'9. Right now, he's probably what? It's somewhere between top 30 and 40.
I mean, look at the backcourts playing last night. You know, you have how tall is Curry? How tall is Lillard? How tall is McCollum? Like, give me a break.
Six,
so you'd want all those guys. Like, those guys are all incredible players.
Yeah.
So
I would want Kyrie. Kyrie had a bad postseason, right?
Kyrie had a terrible postseason, but
But forget about the way it went. Prior to this year's postseason,
yes,
when you see Kyrie Irving in the postseason,
he was great.
Weren't you like, give me that guy?
Yeah.
So now, he had one. So
as much as I hate to admit it, he did have LeBron there.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. He needs another player.
I'm not
going to judge him. Oh, see, forgets Anthony Davis. He's getting a top five player. So, you're getting close to a LeBron.
All right.
So I'm not going to judge him on one poor playoff performance when I've seen this guy in the postseason multiple times play way better. I think this Milwaukee series was an outlier. Yeah.
Now, would you want Kyrie back without Anthony Davis?
Yeah, because he's still going to be the only guy that can get you that potential free agent or that potential guy.
You're not getting any free agents, though, next year. You're over the cap.
Well, what I'm saying is you need a guy like Kyrie to get you that guy. You'd have to move pieces out of here to get those guys. Right?
Even if you move guys out of here, you can't get those guys.
You're kind of, this is what you got. This is the team that you have. It's either with Kyrie or without him.
What do you mean? If you could potentially move Gordon Hayward.
I don't know who would take him right now. I don't know who's taking him.
Well, no, it'd be tough. Who?
Yeah.
Well, and for what?
Find a suitor out there. I mean,
find a suitor.
I mean, everybody needs basketballs, right?
Yeah, that's true. People need basketballs.
617-779-7937. Ryan's in Hawaii. I'll let you guys do it because this thing's a piece of crap.
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I got a real quick point and question, and then I'll get off the line and listen to what you guys have to say. I'm ready to get laughed off the line. In my opinion, you bring back Kyrie because he is a great player, and you can't judge him by one playoff performance. You're absolutely right. But in my opinion, the big downfall was you had a bunch of people that didn't buy into their roles, and you had a bunch of role players that refused to do it. We're talking about Anthony Davis, and rightly so, of course. Everybody wants to bring back the big three, Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce. That was a golden time. Oh, what I'm saying is, why don't we start talking about some of these lower cost guys that love their roles? JJ Redick, role player, loves his role, great player. Bring him in. Tell Kyrie, hey, we're going to put some guys around you that are solid, and they will not give you a hard time. And we're going to make another run with some young guys and some role players that actually love their role. And I'm going to get off the line and let you guys talk.
All right, I mean,
that's what you have to do. That's what I think. What's his name? Ryan. I think he's spot on. You need players.
So you need to blow out all 11 guys because I don't think anybody likes playing. Who likes playing with Kyrie?
I don't know, but I think Marcus Morris likes playing with him. We clearly,
I don't want him either.
The guy Ryan is talking about role players that are willing to buy in their role. We think Marcus Smart seems to like playing.
I think the only guys
who don't like playing with him that we think might be Tatum, Brown, and Rozier.
Rozier can go pound sand.
But listen, the reason why those guys don't like playing with him is because they want to be the guy. They don't want to be in a role. In their mind, they're not role players.
Rozier for sure. I think
do you
Jaylen
think
Brown
you
could.
Think Tatum and Brown really believe they're role players?
I think Tatum thinks he's better than that. And okay. I don't think Jaylen Brown thinks he is a superstar yet. I don't.
You don't think the guy who basically said, why is he coming off the bench in favor of Gordon Hayward?
But I think he worked his ass off and ended up going back into the starting lineup and actually played pretty well. He was one of your more consistent players.
Right, and so that even shows me more that he feels he's more than a role player.
I know, but he didn't just pout on the bench. He came back and played pretty
issues.
Well.
But there were issues behind closed doors with him.
I blame the leader.
617-779.
Brad Stevens, me too.
793-7 is the telephone number. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
W-E-E-I.
Damn! Damn it! Damn it!
Typical Knicks, man. I knew it. Get close. They tease us. Then they wouldn't get it done. Ow! 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 I know the Knicks were denying it. I know the Knicks had everybody believing that if they got the number one overall pick, they were going to hold on to Zion. But I'm here to tell you, no matter what they tell anybody, they were thinking about moving that pick for Anthony Davis. They were at least thinking about it. Now New Orleans gets the first damn pick, and now they got both guys. What do the Knicks have? What do the Knicks have?
A little wellness check may be in order
so
for Stephen A.
So the Knicks have R.J. Barrett.
They got number three, which isn't the worst, by
RJ
the way.
Barrett,
no, the Lakers have a worse one.
Yes.
In my opinion, R.J. Barrett's going to be a better player than Zion Williams. Ooh,
it could be.
NBA.
I think John Morant and R.J. Barrett both could.
Yes.
Both could be better. So what I don't understand about that, and I like the passion. Also, if you missed it, Stephen A. Smith shot that video in the dark. Wiggy, you did a Stephen A. challenge.
Yes, I did that.
Jay Wiggs 85. There's one of you in the dark as well.
Yeah,
that might catch on. That
well,
might
I'm
be
trying.
The next
you
thing.
Know, it's all about the challenges.
That could be the next thing. What I don't understand about that is Stephen A. was blaming the Knicks.
Right.
It's kind of out of their hands.
What do they have to do
with
it? They have to
blame the lottery.
Yeah.
You want to say the lottery system sucks or well, the or it was
he
rigged.
Sounded like every other delusional
Knicks
fan.
Well, maybe the Knicks didn't lose enough.
They lost a good amount. Actually, the Knicks lost
They won 17 games.
The Knicks had, and because it was a new lottery
maybe
this
they should
year,
only won like 13. Then the percentage would
have been the same.
Would have been the same.
So the Knicks this year, they changed the lottery format for this season, where it used to be the worst team had a 25% chance, and then it was like 21-18 or something like that. This year, the three worst teams all had a 14% chance.
There's no way for the Knicks to get 15%.
Couldn't have been worse. They could not have done a better job going into the lottery. And then he blames them. He goes, same old Knicks. It had nothing to do with the Knicks.
I think yeah, 15%. They could have got the 15%.
I don't think
one or two more losses.
Not how this
nope.
works.
Not how
okay.
it works.
Not how any of this works.
All right. Well, Stephen A.
He's right. mad, though. Huh?
I feel his pain, too. Yeah. I'm right in the same boat with him right
are
now
you?
Yeah. with the Celtics.
I hear you.
We're one piece away from getting to the NBA Finals, and all I hear is keep the young kids. Keep the young kids.
What do the Knicks have? What do the Knicks have?
What do the Celtics have, huh?
More than the Knicks.
They got Tatum.
Oh, here we go with
they got
Tatum.
Smurf.
Here
they got Marcus
we go.
Smurf. No?
Listen, here we go.
Right.
I'm looking at this list right here. NBA champions.
Okay, let's hear it.
Right?
Okay.
Last year, yeah. Golden State Warriors.
All right.
They had a 1A and a 1B or whatever you want to call it.
They're kind of a different They're kind of a different level altogether, aren't they?
2016 Cavaliers. I say they had a 1A and 1B. Every team has a 1A and a 1B. You're not winning with young guys.
What about the 2011 Mavericks?
2011. That was the only.
Oh, it's an aberration.
It is.
Every time you give Wiki an answer to his question, it's an aberration.
It's true. That's what an aberration is. And what about the 2010 Lakers? Prior to that, you go to Lakers, Celtics, San Antonio, Miami Heat. You just
what about the 2014 Spurs?
No, they had Tony Parker, who at that time, and Tim Duncan were 1A and 1A, 1B, and I would say Ginobili was 1C.
No, first of all, that's the year that Kawhi Leonard was the MVP.
Oh, that's
but
Kawhi
Leonard.
Sorry about
Tim
that.
Tim Duncan was 37 years old.
Yeah, well,
he averaged 16 and 9 in the playoffs.
He had been a 1B at one point.
He averaged 16 and 9, so he was still a kid. Who is the, who's the Tim Duncan on this team?
They don't have one, but to answer your question,
they might have a 37-year-old.
I was
going to
say, right? Thank you. I didn't want to. That's gotcha media right there.
Who's the Kawhi Leonard?
Who's the Kawhi Leonard?
Who's the Tony?
It's supposed
Parker.
To be Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving supposed
who's
to be
the
their
Manu
guy.
Ginobili. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Gordon Hayward.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Paul's in Northampton. Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. You sound great.
Oh, thank you. So Wiggy. Yo. I think if you look at all those teams you just mentioned, what you could probably say is they had a supporting cast. And I know superstars win championships, but benches will lose them. And if you make that trade, let's say you give up all these assets and you go all in on Anthony Davis.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Well, now, so we get Anthony Davis and we got Kyrie. And this team's looking good, you know, starting lineup. You got $75 million locked up between two guys moving forward. I hear you say they can get another guy to go with them. With what? You have no salary cap.
Well, but the other guy,
the other guy
would be Gordon Hayward. It would, you know, potentially would be Al Horford. It would potentially be, you know, Marcus Morris. Maybe then you could get the guys to come here and play for less, like the J.J. Reddicks, those veterans that are looking to be role players that can contribute to a team and help the team get over the hump. The Livingston-type player in Golden State. Maybe you can get that guy who's a veteran to say, you know what? Celtics is my best chance of winning
the
title.
That is one of the parts where Danny Ainge just decided to get as much talent as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, those guys, and this is not just Kyrie, but all those guys weren't really up for what their job should have been. Like Terry Rozier should have been a decent backup point guard in the NBA, but because he was so salty about being a backup, he was for the most part bad.
Like
and then the playoffs, he was horrible.
Right.
But he just kind of checks out. And you could even tell, like before the playoffs started, Marcus Smart was hurt, and Rozier says, "Great, now I have a role." You're like, oh,
even with Marcus Smart, right, who's a great player.
That's a role player.
He's a role player, but the problem was it with him, he tries to go outside his role and become this three-point specialist shooter. No, your role is
let it fly.
No.
You had a good percentage this
your
year.
Your role, you know, so buy into what your role really is.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. 1 hour down, one to go with Wednesdays with Wiggy, Dale, and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.